Thanks for joining us. We continue our journey through the book of Psalms, 119, 41 through 48. That's our psalm today. May your unfailing love come to me, Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I can answer anyone who taunts me, for I trust in your word. Never take your word of truth from my mouth, for I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame, for I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out to your commands, which I love, that I might meditate on your decrees. So here's a question. What do you trust in? At the end of the day, it gives you confidence. What brings a sense of peace to your soul and allows you to sleep well at night? Well, some answer those questions with financial security. They are certain that their investments will carry them through the rest of their lives. Others, they trust in their health. They exercise and eat well. And others put their trust in people. A spouse or a friend gives them needed stability. Still others trust in national power. In a crazy world, their confidence is in military might. All the things mentioned above are good things. We should be wise with our money and connected with others, and we certainly should take care of our bodies, and who isn't for a strong military? However, each of these anchors of trust is vulnerable. God is the only one who we can assuredly trust. God's unfailing love and his promises of his word are the only certainties. So we can declare with the psalmist, I trust in your word. Father, thank you for your love that never disappoints. Thank you for your word that never fails. Thank you for our provisions, our families, our friends, our nation. And Lord, help us to trust in you, not in people, not in things, but in you. In Jesus' name, amen.